Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ. I got sunshine
on a cloudy day. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. For the next 120 minutes, I will be your almost humble host. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing, and we have no idea what's going to happen. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, or also known as Theology. And the Three Stooges. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. Guess which dog slept on my bed again. Spiritual observations that may prove I need glasses. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. And here's the reason why.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
I can handle that my football league was better than everybody else's. Ha, ha, ha. What are we doing? We're talking about the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. We also have humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Like we told you, October 6th, which is Monday, the answer shall come to thee. The answer shall come to thee. We're asking you, do you have any prayer requests or praise reports? We want you to get involved. Come on, get off your blessed assurance. You can do it. 866-577-2473. 866-K-PRAISE. By the way, we've created this new idea in radio that nobody's ever done before. We have sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response, were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought? Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
That's what everybody says to me at this radio station. Just a second. What are we doing? We're living life as a Christian, doing that thingy. Your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Yeah, as if. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Taking a short break and coming back with a special guest right in the beginning. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
A steward is someone who manages or takes care of another's property. The word actually means the manager of a house. It does not mean the owner, but the manager. Hi, this is Steve with Whitefields Ministries. We all know it's more important than ever to ensure stewardship and accountability through your church accounting. At the accounting department, they understand what an important role this is. They also know that you may not have time to look over your budget thoroughly. Let the accounting department help. They've been great for Whitefields Ministries, and I know they would love to help you too. Right now, in the month of October, the accounting department is offered to look at your books for free. That's right, no obligation. Call the accounting department in October and they will look at your books for free. Call them today, 760-448-5322. That's 760-448-5322. Don't forget to tell them Steve from Whitefields Ministries sent you. Call 760-448-5322.
Hi, this is Bill Neal, co-founder of Real Estate Referrals for Ministry, a nonprofit real estate referral company here to send money to your favorite Christian missionary, ministry, or charity. Are you considering buying or selling a home? Do you know someone who is? Did you know that your purchase or sale could be a great financial blessing to your favorite ministry? All you need to do is ask us to refer you to a top real estate agent, and when the sale is complete, we'll send a large portion of their commission to your favorite ministry. It's just that simple. Buy or sell a home, bless your favorite ministry. Go to kprz.com and click on the banner, More Money for Ministry, to learn more and to request a referral to a great agent. You can also view informative videos and read exciting testimonies from ministries that have already been blessed. You know we're licensed by the California BRE 01933425, and we're ready to bless your favorite ministry.
Go to kprz.com and click on the banner More Money for Ministry. Brian Smith, Director of Local Ministry, spotlighting Thrivent Financial, a longtime sponsor of KPRZ Pastor Appreciation Events. Listeners are surprised to learn that Thrivent is a Christian organization that helps folks just like you in the areas of investing and retirement planning. The good folks at the La Jolla Gateway team provides great information free of charge and also sponsors free, no-obligation workshops on the topics of retirement planning, college planning, and how to manage your money. The La Jolla Gateway team has two convenient offices to serve you. And for more information about Thrivent Financial, call Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227 or email ruth.puentes, P-U-E-N-T-E-S, at thrivent.com. For more information about KPRZ Pastor Appreciation Events, call us at 858-535-1210. Call KPRZ to learn more about the creative and effective solutions we can provide your church and ministry. KPRZ, San Diego's Christian radio station.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. A couple things to remind you of. First of all, I think the Blue Angels are like flying tomorrow. Is that correct? Something like that. I already saw them do their practice round when I was getting pizza in the conference room. I just said I had pizza in the conference room. My wife's going to bust me now that I blew the diet. Oh, man, that's a drag. Anyway, if you want to reach the show, send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented fire. Good. Let's do a quick check of the weather. It's beautiful. That's all you got to know. And the traffic, not so bad. Okay, that's all you got to know there, too. So for quite some time, Thrivent Financial has been a part of our sponsorship for the show and promoting things that take place on the station, different events, so on and so forth. And then there's different people that we've talked to you about that we've met at Thrivent Financial. So you had the chance to meet Jim Hansen, and as you know, Bobby and Tony Lee are doing a lot of things with Thrivent Financial. But always behind the company is the real key to the company. In this case, Ruth Puentes, who we tell you to call and talk to. When we tell you to give them a call over at Thrivent, we always tell you, talk to Ruth. Okay, well, here's the deal. Ruth is in the studio. Cue my man. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Ruth Puentes from Thrivent Financial joining us here at the David Spoon Experience. How'd you like that? That's a pretty good intro. Come on. Hi, Ruth. How you
Wonderful.
Doing?
I'm doing well, David. How are you?
I'm doing great. So this is the first time in the chair, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is the first time in the chair.
So at first it seems a little intimidating, but then once you start talking, it's kind of like, okay, the guy's not so bad. Right. Well, you haven't decided yet, right?
I haven't decided yet. Fair I'm enough. Just starting.
All right. Talk to me about, first and foremost, let's talk about Thrivent Financial and kind of a synopsis kind of element, and then we want to talk a little bit about you. So talk to me about Thrivent Financial. What's interesting? What is it that they do? What's cool about Thrivent?
So Thrivent Financial is an investment firm. It's a Christian organization, and it is in the Fortune 500 list. It's number 329 in the Fortune 500. And basically, in a nutshell, they help people plan. And, you know, to retire, to save, just general financial things in life. And so Thrivent Financial, basically, if you think of Thrivent Financial, it's kind of like a Charles Schwab, or you can compare it to financial investment firms like that.
Okay. So one of the things that gets involved for Thrivent is they function at different elements. We're talking about different investments plus different planning processes for college, for retirement, for anything that anybody's really trying to set up
for
in their
savings,
life.
Or if you have a goal, for example, to purchase a home, we help you plan for that. So it doesn't matter where you're at financially. We help you in any area that you need it.
Now, my understanding is Thrivent's been around a little while.
Yeah, 112 years.
That's a long time.
It is a very long time.
That's about as old as some of the jokes I use, but that's not the point. The point is this. So you got Thrivent Financial. Now, what's the website for people to use for Thrivent? Is it thrivent.com?
No, it's thriventfinancial.com.
Thriventfinancial.com. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what's the phone number that we're using?
It's 858-455-5227.
Now, that's the one that I've been doing, but somebody put it on a piece of paper.
Somebody did, David, and I'm not going to say any names.
I'm not going to say anything about what the almost famous, now no longer famous, Brian K. Smith did, but I have a feeling that Brad Smith's in trouble.
Someone is in trouble.
He'll understand that for sure. Okay, so from that point of view, how long, Ruth, have you been with Thrivent Financial?
I've been with Thrivent Financial for 5.5 years now.
Okay. How has the experience been working with Thrivent Financial? How's it been for you?
So working with Thrivent Financial has been phenomenal. But more than anything, Thrivent Financial has helped me personally to plan. So my goal when I started working for Thrivent Financial was to purchase a home. And that was a very impossible goal at that time. I come from a family of 12. And wow. I'm the baby of 12. Wow. And I come from a Hispanic background. So purchasing a home is not on top of your list. Buying milk and having enough groceries for the day might be on top of your list, but purchasing a home wasn't. And so when I started working for Thrivent, I didn't really have an idea of what it was to save or plan, much less purchase a home. And so I started working there, I started saving, and Thrivent Financial walked me through the process of just a savings plan. And I was able to purchase a home. Actually, I've been a homeowner for about 9 months now.
Wow, so, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's very cool.
Thank you.
So what people don't understand and what I want them to get is Thrivent Financial can help you if you're further along in the process and pretty well developed. I mean, that's certainly one of the things they do. But for the people that are like, what?
Yeah.
Dave, I can't put two nickels together.
Exactly.
It's like, okay, well, maybe if somebody helped you make a plan or helped you take some steps to get there, that would be a different situation. So you start off when you first worked there and you were thinking, what? It's a job. I'm just going to survive.
Right.
You're doing the job to survive.
Right. And we work with clients in different areas. And so I guess what I needed help with was saving and planning. There's other people that might need help retiring. They have enough, they've planned enough, and they just need to make sure that the money they have is going to last them a long time or enough to, you know, to sustain them for the rest of their life. So any area that you're at, Thrivent Financial is there to help you.
Okay, a couple things I want to remind people as we get into the next little segment right here. First of all, the phone number is 858-455-5227.
That's correct.
Okay, that's 858-455-5227. And guess who you're going to ask for? Ruth. Get it? See,
yeah.
Ruth. Yeah, see, it's right there. See how that makes the connection? Now, the website is thriventfinancial.com, so you can go there that way. You can just type in Thrivent Financial into Google, right, and probably come pretty close to that.
And you can
as well.
Also look us up on Wikipedia.
Okay.
Wikipedia has a great article on Thrivent Financial and who they are and their culture. So
kind of the background and so on and so forth.
Correct.
That's very cool. All right. So let's get to the next element there. You help people and you help and work with churches,
correct,
not just people and individuals, which you do, but you also help churches in their planning process, be it whether they're looking to get a building, whether they're looking to help the pastor coordinate for his retirement and, you know, make different movements in regards to the college kids and how they can help coordinate on the funding for colleges and so on and so forth. You guys do that for churches,
right? So we do a lot of educational workshops as well. So, you know, if you're a pastor, you are super busy. I come from a pastor's home. My father was a pastor for 24 years. So you don't need one more class to give on a Monday night or one more class to give on a Wednesday night. So what we do is we offer these free workshops, and you don't have to plan, prepare them, or present them. Someone from Thrivent is there to do that, and we do not charge. We don't charge for the material, and we don't charge for the presentation. So that's another thing that Thrivent does, and you know that's why it's such a great company.
So free workshops to churches.
Correct.
Free presentations.
Mm-hmm.
How big does the church have to be?
Nope. There's no minimum.
So if there's 50 people in the church, Thrivent would still do it for the church.
Exactly. If there's 5, Thrivent will still do it for the church.
If there's 5,000?
Thrivent will still do it for the church.
Okay, I'm just checking. You know, you just got to go through the list, you know, make sure.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically what Thrivent is saying is, look, we think we're doing a services unto the Lord. We're going to do it for you free. We're going to make a presentation. Mm-hmm. And what you guys are hoping, because we talk kind of straight on the show, what you're hoping is the presentation will be sufficient that people will learn something, grow in the Lord, grow in their processing, and if they believe it's a good fit, then move forward with you guys in some form of partnership that you guys can work together.
That is correct.
That's really kind of like the big goal in this process.
That's
but
correct.
I think it's important for people to get to know you, and the reason is because I want, and then like we're going to have you on again and maybe talk about your testimony and talk about that stuff, but in this, I just wanted people to get an intro to you,
uh-huh,
because I want them to understand that you guys
as a business, mm-hmm. part of that business is the ministry aspect of mm-hmm. it, which is the one that says exactly what you said. A pastor doesn't need to be teaching one more class, adding another thing onto the list, because they're already running around like chickens with their heads cut off.
Right.
They already got a lot to do. Here's an opportunity to have a Christian company do a presentation in your church for free.
That's correct.
And there is no church size.
That is correct.
Which is a big component for pastors. I mean, mm-hmm. I've been there's a passage in Deuteronomy that talks about leaders of tens, mm. 50s, hundreds, and thousands. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter whether you're a leader of 10, 50, hundreds, or thousands, because Thrivent will still work with you
and help
you coordinate and do that processing,
that
right?
That's correct. You're right.
Now, was that painful?
No,
to
it wasn't painful. It's actually good. Can I run the show now?
No. You're about three seconds away from me saying, get out. Don't do that. All right. So thriveinfinancial.com is the website.
Yeah.
The phone number again, 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227. And you go to the website or you call the phone, and if you call the phone number, you'll talk to Ruth.
Yes.
She'll kind of help you coordinate this whole thing.
Yes.
If you're having them there, it'll be a great opportunity for free for your church to give a ministry outlet to the community as well. So it's kind of a nice little mix that you can pull off. You've got about 25 seconds left. What's the last thing you want to say? Anything in particular you want to say?
Well, I just want to invite pastors to give us a call. And if you have any questions regarding how we work, and a lot of the pastors are concerned with the pressure. And I just want to say this is a company of no pressure. So we're here to do ministry. We understand that if we help people, the Lord will provide for us. He has done it for 112 years. He's going to keep on doing it now. So we just want to just inform everyone that we're out there to help them. We're out there to work as an evangelistic team for them. If they want to do something at their church, they want to promote it, they want to bring people from the community, we're here to help them. So that's it.
Excellent. Great job,
yeah,
Ruth Fuentes. Nice job. ThriveInFinancial.com is the website. The number, 858-455-5227. Great job. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take our break here. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Losing someone you love and care deeply about can be very painful, releasing all kinds of difficult emotions, even blocking motions altogether. You may feel like life will never be the same. The Christian Counseling and Education Foundation wants to help you find hope that lasts when life falls apart. That's why they're extending a special invitation and discount to attend the CCEF 2014 National Conference on October 3rd through 5th at the Town & Country Resort & Hotel. Hear from safe, qualified, proven professionals committed to bringing loving, truthful, Christ-centered teaching just for you. The CCEF is committed to serve you and local congregations by restoring Christ to counseling. Tickets are just $225 per person. Use offer code KPRZ for a 10% discount. For tickets and information, visit CCEF.org. That's CCEF.org. Or call 1-800-318-2186. That's 1-800-318-2186. Loss touches every single life at one time or another. Don't give loss the last word.
What gives you joy? Where does your happiness come from? Professional surfer Bethany Hamilton wants to share her story and stories of other young people who've overcome obstacles and are living with true love and joy. Anchored in Love is a one-day gathering for young women ages 13 and older with appearances by Bethany Hamilton and other young people who will inspire you to overcome obstacles and be the unique, precious young woman you were created to be. Anchored in Love is presented by Friends of Bethany Hamilton and a voice of love to today's generation of young women. Visit loveanchored.com today and register online. Anchored in Love is Saturday, October 11th at Maranatha Chapel from 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Registration with lunch is only $8. Invite your friends and youth group to Anchored in Love, Saturday, October 11th at Maranatha Chapel. Register online today at maranathachapel.org. That's maranathachapel.org. Anchored in Love, featuring Bethany Hamilton, Saturday, October 11th. Visit maranathachapel.org.
Trinity Christian School, offering classes K through 8 and preschool, was established in 1969. Our small class sizes and beautiful hilltop campus, centrally located in the La Mesa Spring Valley area, draws families from all over the county. Our goal at Trinity Christian School is for every student to become a faithful follower of Jesus Christ, critical thinker, effective communicator, and a person of strong Christ-like character. Trinity offers an affordable, biblically based, challenging curriculum and is fully accredited with the WASC and ACSI. Before and after school care and classes like music, sports, drama, and language. Trinity Christian School, kindergarten through eighth grade and preschool. To set up a visit, please call 619-462-6440 or visit trinitycs.org. That's 619-462-6440.
SDG&E's assistant programs include a monthly bill discount of at least 20%. You could also qualify to receive efficient lighting and even new appliances. To learn more, connect at sdgne.com/assistance.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. So anyway, I was in the conference room just to let everybody know, and I was not eating pizza. Okay, I just want everybody to know, I was not eating pizza in the conference room. That's because I took it back to the studio and ate it in there. But while I was there, I saw the Blue Angels go buzzing by as their practice run.
Yeah, I went outside for lunch today, so I'm right overhead.
Yeah, so I figured, well, I just saw them, so tomorrow probably won't be that different for me. So I was already on the fifth floor, and they buzzed by far away from the building. You couldn't see them as
close.
You've
already seen the show.
Yeah, I think that was the show. Now, unfortunately, for most people who don't know this, I've seen that show like 30 times. But I mean, I'm just saying, it's always nice to see it. Gives you a sense of accomplishment that we did pull some things together. The right colors, if I remember right, they're blue and gold, kind of like Michigan. So I'm just just saying, you know.
Knew you were going
yeah,
there.
Yeah, come on. All right. I've got quite a few DDDs that I have got to communicate, just burning in my system. But this first one is, I want to hold it back because it's so pertinent. It's so powerful. I'm reading it today. I'm like going, oh man. But I did want to come up with and talk to people about some of the quote-unquote, at this point, minute, but genuine persecution that has taken place with some of the church people, some of the Christians. If you haven't noticed, there are a lot of legal challenges to people being Christians, having their Christian faith, having any kind of symbols that refer to Christ, anything along those lines. There's been a lot of challenge of late. And so I noticed something in the passages in the Gospel of Luke that I wanted to review to see if we could kind of pull together maybe a better understanding. Because between now and the time that the trumpet blows, now when I say when the trumpet blows, I'm not saying I'm premillennial, amillennial, or postmillennial, and I'm not saying I'm pre-trib, mid-trib, or post-trib. I'm not saying any of that. There's going to be a trumpet that blows. It's going to probably, in every eschatological element, there's a trumpet that blows. And see, what people forget is that the trumpet blows individually as well as collectively. Now, what does that mean? Oh, the Lord is coming again, physically, returning. But he also, between that between now and that time, comes for people individually. In other words, he comes a knocking. He goes, time's up. And it's like, that's the Lord. That's the trumpet blowing for you. Whether you like it or not, it's kind of a reality. But what we see is in the last 30 years or so in Christian living, that all of the persecutions and negatives and so on and so forth are in a multitude of increases. Everything is picking up its pace. Everything is moving faster in the negative, in the anti-Christian realm. People will say, well, it's not really anti-Christian. Look, you cannot preach against homosexuality
in London in the public square, or you will be arrested for hate speech.
I didn't know that.
So there's a progression that's taking place. And in this administration, and somebody said something to me, you got to be careful about saying things about people. We had this discussion about you get to say what's the truth and this whole discussion. But here's one of the things. In this administration, there is no doubt in most Christians' minds that the anti-Christian position is being accelerated in favor of secular progressive thinking, in favor of atheistic thinking, in favor of same-sex thinking. It's all in favor of these things, the environmental things, all these different things are all these wars that we've talked about time and time again. And so when you think about the fact that it's the Christians and the Jews that are really getting it, I mean, God. If God in His grace gives us the ability to depart early, as the persecution increases, that would be tremendous, and we would appreciate that. But as you can see, on one hand, on many aspects, the Muslim faith is being protected, and the Christian faith is being attacked. And there's virtually every Christian who is a Bible believing Christian. Note that I said that. A Bible-believing Christian. We'll look at that and go, that doesn't seem cool. It seems like a pretty obvious thing. Let me read this portion out of Luke 6, 22 and 23. It's kind of fascinating, and it's one of those things I want you to keep in mind. It says this: "Blessed are you when men hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven." Now, I want to do a quick caveat on this. This is not a promotion of churches that are bunkers, okay? And it's very clear that it says that blessed are you when men hate you, exclude you, insult you, reject you because of the Son of Man. In other words, when they reject you because of Jesus, because you're a Christian and you affiliate with Jesus Christ, because you are a Bible-believing Christian who understands that the life of Christ in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is the communication of God's testimony and witness to you regarding His Son. When people hate you because you stand in that faith, because you hold that testimony and you believe that word, you're blessed. Now, if you're asking me, does it feel like a blessing? My answer would be no. It doesn't feel like a blessing. It feels like people are hating us, excluding us, insulting us, and rejecting us. But that doesn't change God's proclamation of truth that you are blessed. And then he says that this, Jesus says this, "Rejoice in that day, leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven." So when you take it on the chin in earth or on the earth, you're getting another crown getting another jewel in the crown in heaven. So every time you take a right cross because they don't like you because you believe in Jesus and you're one of those born againers, every time that happens in any capacity, your reward in heaven is increasing. See, we are hated, excluded, insulted, and rejected all, watch this, because of our connection to Jesus. So let me help you out here. As wonderful as you are, as wonderful as I think I am, as wonderful as we all are, get this, ready? It's not about us. Uh-oh. What do you mean, Dick? It's not about us. Don't you understand that what's taking place right now, when it's an anti-Christian position, when the government enforces some policy that's anti-Christian and the media promotes that anti-Christian position, don't you know what's happening? They're crucifying Christ. They're persecuting Jesus. It's a wonderful testimony in the context that it tells you what would be, well, if Jesus came now, it would be different. Nope. It would be just the way it is. They persecuted him then, and they would persecute him now. It wouldn't be any different. But here's the key that Jesus gives us to endure and put up with this. Because you know what? You got to endure it. You got to get through it. You can't abandon ship. You can't jump off the fellow ship. You can't jump. You got to stand firm. And Jesus gives you the capacity to do that through the power of his spirit and through the encouragement of his words and the truth of the word of God, which says, rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. The reason that you and I can put up with it, the reason that we can put up with it and endure it, is because it produces for us a heavenly treasure. And can I tell you, I'm not wise in many ways, but I'm a decent Jew. I get it. Okay? And the best investment is the one that gives you the best return for the longest amount of time. And I can tell you right now, a heavenly investment is the one that's going to give you the best return for the longest time. Yes, it is difficult. Yes, it can be frustrating, to be quite forward about it, that there's this exclusion, a hatred and exclusion and insulting, and they do that regularly, a rejection. But they're rejecting Jesus. They're acknowledging their rebellion against Christ. The heavenly reward is what sustains us. The heavenly reward is what enables us, knowing that what we go through, even in the slightest fashion, and I will say it's pretty slight, even in the slightest fashion, what we go through is our connection to Jesus, and in our connection to Jesus, we're sharing in that persecution. Guess what, folks? Jesus said if you share in the persecution, you'll share in the glory. So even though every once in a while we take it on the chin, and sometimes we give it back. I mean, Jesus did clear the temple. Sometimes we give it back. But regardless, you take it on the chin, that's another notch in your crown with another gem in heaven that lasts forever. That's a great way to put up with a lot of this stuff. Okay, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to be looking at DDD's News and History. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
SDG&E's assistant programs include a monthly bill discount of at least 20%. You could also qualify to receive efficient lighting and even new appliances. To learn more, connect at sdgne.com/assistance.
Have you noticed creepy little scratching noises in your attic or walls? Ever think you heard something but you weren't quite sure? You, my friend, very likely have a rat problem. Yes, I said rats. People who have them often aren't sure about it or never even notice. Rats are often overlooked until the problem gets way out of hand or until someone gets sick. Rats breed like crazy, carry diseases, and even if you don't see one, their droppings and urine can be a huge health disaster. Is your skin a little more itchy than it should be? Call All Pest Pros and get your home checked. If your suspicions are verified, they'll get rid of them. All Pest Pros specializes in rat detection, elimination, and prevention. Rats can get into your walls, air ducts, and start huge nests in your attic insulation. Who knows what you're breathing in? For your family's health and your peace of mind, call All Pest Pros now. 800-851-1864. Call for your free, no-obligation rat inspection. 800-851-1864. 800-851-1864.
The kids are back in school. Fall is almost officially here, but guess what? The Southern California heat, not going anywhere anytime soon. Now, most of the rest of the country wasn't as scorching as they expected, and as a result, Lennox has a ton of air conditioning units that they have to get rid of now. Ken and Tina Starr are the owners of 1-800-COMFORT. These guys are awesome. I know them personally, and they are a Lennox Premier Dealer. Now, as a Lennox Premier Dealer, 1-800-COMFORT is able to buy all of these leftover AC units at really low prices that other contractors just can't get. And Ken and Tina told me that they want to pass this unbelievable savings on to you. Give them a call today, 1-800-COMFORT, and take advantage of their end of summer clearance sale. The warehouses are full and all brand new 2014 inventory has to go. It's still going to be hot, so don't suffer any longer. Appointments are filling up fast, so call 1-800-COMFORT or visit 1-800-COMFORT.com. 1-800-COMFORT, comfort you can count on.
CSLB number 974908.
What are you paying for electricity? How about nothing? For a whole year? Call Peterson Dean's Solar for America and get 12 months same as cash. Lock in one low rate for 30 years or more. How low? About 7 cents per kilowatt hour. That's below baseline and way below your average. In fact, it's the cheapest power you can buy in California. If you've had it with your electric bills, it's time to flip off your power company and flip on the cheapest power you can buy. Solar for America. 800-943-1940. 800-943-1940. Zero down? Check. 30 years in business? Check. American made? Check. The other guys? You better check. Go ahead, flip off your power company and flip on Solar for America. American made through and through, and the best warranty in the business. 800-943-1940. 800-943-1940. California CSLP 468-117.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, I want to say Ruth Puentes did a really nice job on the show. We're going to have her back on the next couple of weeks. I'm pretty happy about how she said what she said. The messaging for any company is really important. She did a good job saying, hey, this is free, and if you're a pastor and you want to use this service, we'll come to your church and we'll do it, and you won't have to put out energy or anything like that. We'll take care of it all for you, and it's not going to cost you anything. It doesn't matter how big your church is. We'll take care of it. I like that. I like that kind of attitude, that kind of disposition. Okay, I already gave you the thing on the weather. It's really nice, right? But it is going to warm up tomorrow, isn't it? It's going to be like
really warm. Supposed to warm up and be by the weekend, triple digits.
973.
That's hot.
426.
I hope not.
192. I mean, they say triple digits. It's like there's... Oh, now let's just...
You want to narrow that down
a
bit?
I just want to be honest. I don't have a problem with that, except for listen. Listen to this. There can only be 10 or so really triple digits before we're like really, you know, before it's like a real problem. I mean, there can only really be 10.
Then they could actually say it's global warming.
Well, no, that's I don't think so, because I've lived in 118 and it's been 136 in Bakersfield. So I here's my response to that whole thing. It's triple digits, and they go, it's triple digits, you know, and it's like, okay. It's one of 10 triple digits. It's 100, 101, 100. And actually, really, to be honest, it's really like one of 6. Because it's not...
Most places, yeah. It does not get above
106. When's the last time it got to 107 in San Diego? When was the last time it was 107? I'm not talking about, you know, past Escondido and you go further up into the...
Oh, way down in Santee.
No, I'm just saying right in San Diego, right on the 5, right by, the Oceanside, or right by, and even San Marcos for that, although it does get hotter in San Marcos. But I mean, when's the last time it was 107, 108?
You know what? I'm going to look that up.
You should look that up, because I feel that the word triple digit represents to me, you know, 5 or 6 possibilities. And that triple digit, I don't think that's triple digit per se anywhere near the coast or anything like that. It's just, you know, triple digit and kind of like the hotter territories. Always, you know, but it's always scary and quite effective to say it's going to be triple digits. 118, folks, in Phoenix, Arizona. The day I moved... So you can tell how happy I was. The day I moved from Phoenix to Flagstaff, Arizona, it was the last day that I lived in Phoenix, 118 on the day that I was moving. And I did not melt. Unlike atheists who hear the word Jesus, I did not melt. Oh, by the way, I probably should have told you, this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing. So much for the live read being at the beginning of the show. Eric and Ingrid Holloway going to be on the show in like 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks, or about 2 weeks. The bottom line is they have 20 years of experience. They're an active member in the BBB. They're licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, and they do new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs, and... They do waterproofing and decking and a whole bunch of other things, and they're completely awesome to work with. They love the Lord, and they love doing what they do as unto the Lord. You spend 5 minutes with Eric, you'll go, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
You call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. You can also go to excaliberroofing.com, but the last and is that all their estimates are free. So that's nice. I think that's a very solid way to approach it. You're not sure about your roof. You need to be sure about your roof. That would be my encouragement to you. So many things to tell you about. Also, confirmation this morning for David Limbaugh being on the show tomorrow.
Hey, don't rush into things, please, Dave.
Okay. I knew a rush joke was coming. And see, you're just never sure if it's going to be a Rush Limbaugh joke or it's going to be, you know, some other Rush joke or Rush Hour joke, you know. You know, of course, which is the worst named thing ever. It's Rush Hour. It's everything but Rush Hour. It's because when you're on the road, you're going 1 mile an hour because of the mop that's on the side of the road. Okay. People are like, you've talked about that before. Hey, guess what? I still drive the freeways every day. I'm going to talk about it again because it's like,
may I help you?
We'll be asking the questions, old man. Who are you?
You.
No, not me, you.
Yes, I am you.
Just answer the questions. Who are you?
I have told you.
Are you deaf?
No, you is blind.
I'm not blind, you blind.
That is what I just said.
You just said what?
I did not say what. I said you.
That's what I'm asking you.
And you is answering.
You.
Yes?
Not you, him. What's your name?
Me.
Yes, you.
I am me.
He's me. And I'm you.
That's Rush Hour.
That's Rush Hour, I gotta say. So anyway, David Limbaugh gonna be on the show. That was very, very well played, by the way, Robo Producer. Gonna be on the show tomorrow, 2:06. That's our time. We don't really typically do interviews. We did one today at 2:06. We hardly ever do them at 2:06.
It's becoming more of a thing now.
We're gonna try and kind of we're doing different things because you know we don't want to feel like we're stuck in any one element. The only element I'm stuck in is I have no idea what I'm doing. I think if I stick there, I'm okay. Okay, the other thing I did want to do is they gave me these host liners, and you know they give me these host liners all the time, and you know I never read them, right? I mean, they give me these host liners. Don't you get them, too? You have to.
Yeah, I do.
You get these host liners. You're supposed to, like, read
well,
all
the
these different things.
I'm here all day.
I don't do that. But I do want to point out, because, what? I don't know. I don't know why I don't do it. I'm going to read a couple right now. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's like a commercial. I just want to point out the Pastor's Appreciation Lunch is October 23rd. Watch this. More information. Watch this. KPRZ. Conversation of Vanishing Grace with Philip Yancey taking place at Maranatha Chapel. You want more information? KPRZ. You go
that
to the website.
Was a David Spoon announcement.
Yeah, I mean, October Ministry of the Month is Hope in the Night, where people can win a free Apple iPad Mini. You want to get more information? KPRZ.com.
That was another David Spoon announcement.
Jesus on Trial, David Limbaugh, it's actually going to be an event they're doing November 6th. He's going to be discussing his new book, Jesus on Trial, which he's going to be discussing tomorrow on the show. And there's a chance to buy tickets. We're going to give tickets away. And there's a VIP meet and greet. By the way, more information, KPRZ.com.
That was yet another David Spoon announcement.
You see how this is going, folks? This is why I don't do these. Because it's like, hey, you really want me to, you want me to spare you this? Go to KPRZ.com and look on there. There's like 50 different events, but they're very cool. And some of them may appeal to you. That's one of the reasons why we encourage you to do that.
Are you telling people to go to KPRZ.com?
I think they should go to KPRZ.com. Although I did hear that the straw is almost done. I heard of that. Did you hear
the
that?
Straw?
Yeah, they're sending every KPRZ listener the straw.
I'm missing something.
It's the straw that you use to suck the nutrients out of your screen.
Oh, right.
So you never have to look at anything else again.
Technology is almost finished.
Yeah. You just put it in the little hole where you put your thing for your earphones or for your headset. You put it in there, and if you're on KPRZ and you hit the nutrient button, then it just pours physical nutrients in you so you don't have to go anywhere to get fed.
Kind of like the KPRZ van where we actually put the gas into David Spoon's head.
That's actually by my nose, which is like, yowza. Okay, so we do want to stay semi-politically incorrect. Well, we're working on it. And I will tell you that this I thought was a classic line and it got a lot of play. But the way that I look at it just might be a little different than the way that you might look at it when you read the headline. Nancy Pelosi, I can pin my cheeks back to my ears, Pelosi, said this. She said, in regards to the Republicans, their days are numbered.
No, I mean, really, she said that. That was the headline. That my their days are numbered. But let me tell you something that's going to blow your mind. I'm about to make my very own producer depressed for about 10 seconds.
Oh, no, don't do that.
No, for 10 seconds. It's one of the very first times ever in my life since I have breathed that I have agreed with Nancy Pelosi.
Excuse me?
She is 100% correct in saying the Republicans' days are numbered. She should also add the Democrats' days are numbered. In fact, according to Scripture, Nancy Pelosi's days are numbered. In fact, according to Scripture, everybody's days are numbered.
Okay, now I feel better.
Okay, that's why the psalmist says that we should take heed to the number of our days. You don't have an unlimited time on the earth. You have unlimited time if you are connected to God through Jesus Christ, but not in this body and on this earth. On this earth, in this present body that you have a limited number of days, and those days are numbered. For those who think that your death is going to catch God by surprise, you're incorrect. It will simply catch you by surprise. It will not catch God by surprise. So when Nancy said the Republicans' days are numbered, for once, I agree with Nancy Pelosi. But then the Democrats, their days are numbered. The Libertarians, their days are numbered. The Liberals, their days are numbered. In fact, Nancy's days are numbered. And all of us can say from a political point of view, well, that's nice. But the bottom line is everybody's days are numbered. So I think people think, hey, I'm made of elastic and fiberglass and iron, and I will never die.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Now, I will say that until we are called up to the Lord, that will never get old. There is no end to those days getting old until we get called up to the Lord. It's a classic. But the bottom line is this. We all have an appointment of which we will face death. Now, by the grace of God, and this is where I really hope the premillennial dispensationalists are right, there will be a rapture that takes place long before and we won't have to go through. Oh, great. I am 1,000,000,000% for that. But if that be not the case or it be delayed, let me at least tell you this. There is an appointment unto man once to die. And then the judgment. I don't know about you. Last time I checked, when there was somebody that had an appointment, that meant there was a specific time for a specific meeting and purpose. That means that your day has a specific purpose and a specific purpose for that meeting. It is appointed unto man once to die. And then the judgment. By the way, thereby destroying any reincarnation theory ever. Since it specifically says it's appointed unto men once to die, so you don't get to come back as a dog and try again. Okay. This is good. I like it. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Coming right back.
And you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. Or the times, they are a-changing.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hi, everybody. It's me again. That's Craig Perry. I have so many happy clients that have never lost any investment money ever. My index investment guarantees you can't go backwards due to stock market decline. I know many of you have lost money in real estate, gold, silver, bonds, stocks, mutual funds, and if anyone tells you they can get you 14%, you call me first, please. This product gets like stock market growth, but you can't ever lose principal or interest due to stock market decline. I've averaged over 8% the last few years. Wow, and I can't ever lose it. I'm so tired of the competition writing lies about my product without any proof to back it up. They're either jealous because they can't sell it or they just don't understand it. I'm the truth. 1-800-553-6247. No annual fees, no commission charged, and 35 years of honest truth. That's God's way. Great for 401ks, IRAs, CDs. Call me for a quick learning lesson. 1-800-553-6247. Love you all and God bless.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
The villagers had never seen a funeral like this. No mourners wailing, no dramatic displays of sorrow. Pastor Maher led the service with joy and the knowledge his father was now with Jesus. a message of hope, even celebration, a message never heard of in this region of the Middle East. Many funeral visitors were curious and stayed to talk. Pastor Maher spoke of the hope that only comes from knowing Christ. The gospel was shared, seeds were planted. Perhaps a church could flourish here. Pastor Maher is hopeful. We are Whitefields Ministries. We train and support indigenous pastors to start churches in Asia, South America, Africa, and yes, even in the Middle East.
You can support the pastors of Whitefields. Your gift of $50 or more per month will sustain a new pastor. Visit whitefields.org today or call 760-846-8610. Whitefields.org.
No pastor should be a stranger.
Hey folks, Dave Stahl here. I love a good deal, just like the great lease deals you can find at Team Kia of El Cajon, like the sporty Kia Forte Coupe for just $179 a month for 36 months, or the tech-ready Kia Soul for $239 a month for 39 months. Don't forget about the gas-saving Kia Optima Hybrid for only $259 a month for 39 months. Team Kia of El Cajon, just off the 8, or at teamkiaofelcajon.com. And don't forget to say Dave Stahl sent you.
Team Kia of El Cajon.
Offer available for qualified lessees.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ. 12:10 a.m. in San Diego. I believe this is in honor of Ohio State Ron, is that correct?
And his new appointment as Chief Igum.
Here's what people don't know. We'll tell you what we can tell you as the Ohio State band melts into oblivion. There it goes. Anyway, as I told you the other day, we tell you what's going on here at KPRZ. We think it's important for the station to be connected to the community and the community to the station. So we do the best we can in some of this material. So what has happened, for those that do not know, is our very beloved Professor X has resigned his position as the GM after how many years? I mean, Dave was in radio for like 30 years, something like that. Long time. He was in for
Yeah, I think 30's right.
Like with Salem from forever. He's here in San Diego for 8 years. He was in L.A. He was in New York.
But radio in general, 30 years.
Yeah, and he's had a pretty successful career. I mean, let's just be honest. He's done pretty well. And he did a great job coordinating it. And so now the irony behind all ironies, for those that don't know, is our very own Ohio State Ron has become the Chief Igum. The Chief Igum. And if you want to know what an Igum is, it's an interim general manager, Chief Igum. And so we play Ohio State melting like a piece of butter on a frying pan in honor of Ohio State Ron. That's right. We start off insulting early. And by the way, Ohio State Ron's new name until things change is now, instead of Professor X, it's Professor Y. Professor
Y. No, I like Chief Igum.
You want Chief Igum? All right.
Igum.
Chief Igum. Okay, that is better. All right, but then the next guy, whoever that is, that's going to be Professor Y, because you had X, Y, then you have Professor Z. Get it? All right, so here's something I want to let everybody know, just a real quick piece of encouragement, if that's okay for everybody there. I'm going to just kind of share with you just this thought that I had. And it's this thing, as I'm reading this book, and it has to do with Thanksgiving. And I like reading books that challenge you to be thankful at different points in your Christian walk. I think we get to ruts where we start to just thank God for what is successful. And it's like, because it's so easy. It is easy. Don't, I mean, right? Is that, I can't hear you. If you're talking, I can't hear you in that mic, just to let you know. You got to turn
it would help
it
if
on.
I turned it on.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. What are you, a producer?
Some would say. Okay. Now, I was just saying before I didn't key my mic that I've actually been experiencing that, where I notice that I'm just giving thanks for all the things that are going right in my life instead of maybe just stepping outside the box a little and, as you keep talking about, praying for other people.
Here's something that will really bake your noodle.
Oh, great.
There's another noodle baker.
It's like a strudel maker, but it's a noodle baker.
If we give thanks to God because he is, let's say, because we have things going on in our lives that are good, which we tend to do, and we're not as thankful the other times. Here's the question. Is God not God at those other times? In other words, when we're not thankful during a process and we're only thankful at the end when the result is in our favor, is God not God prior to that successful outcome? In other words, does he deserve less praise and less thanksgiving because we don't see the end game and we only see bits and pieces? The challenge to you and me and everybody who's listening is, of course God is God throughout the entire process, but we don't treat or act that way. We don't treat him with that respect and reverence and awe that we should. Otherwise, we would simply, in the beginning, middle, and end of a process, give thanks to God, even if it doesn't turn out the way we determined that maybe it should.
It's all part of being the sinner.
Yeah, and I think it's all part of this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. The way we think it should come out does not necessitate the way it should come out. After all, the Lord knows. Every time in my entire lifetime I've ever played the lotto, and I don't do it now nearly as much, but when I used to play a lot, it's like, I never won the lotto. That's not the outcome I think should have happened. I think the outcome should have been different. But that's a whole nother discussion for another time. We're going to take our break. We're going to come back. I got a DDD that I promise will challenge you in your walk because I'm still trying to pick myself up off the floor from it. I hope it's a blessing for you. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. And we're coming right back.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.